I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Okay, Panthers defeat the Cowboys. Look, it's one of those games. Panthers playing it like a friggin' 6 out of 10, looking nowhere near their best. Nathan Cleary, clunky as anything. But I tell you what they do. They defend their asses off. They're one of the most resilient sides I've ever witnessed. Like, they will not stop. Every point you score against them has to be earned. And I think a moment or two moments that typified that was... So Kenny, just two big shots in a really key part of the game. I think in the first half, he pulled off a key shot which dislodged a ball, which gave Penrith the ball, and then ended up scoring. And then there's 5 minutes remaining. The game is on the line. Kenny comes up with another big shot, and like we always talk about the highlights. Like, you can watch Api Korosau and you can obviously see. Look at that incredible try assist or that try that he scored. But Mitch Kenny, this is why he's in this side. Is he the best attacking nine in the comp? No. Is he the best defensive nine in the comp? There's an argument to be made that yes, he is. And I think that those two shots just typified what got Penrith the win, is that there's two parts to this game. And if your attack's not on, but you've got some of the best defence in the competition and some of the best defence literally ever seen in the NRL, you'll get wins against teams that usually you shouldn't get wins against.
I think it is the best defence, like, over a long period of time. Like, it's been 4 years. Like, this is going into the fifth year of them being the best defensive side. Like, it's half a decade.
It's insane.
It's impossible to say relevant for half a decade.
Oh.
It's crazy.
And, like, the attitude too. Like, eventually you'd assume, oh, you know, they're in their fourth or fifth year. You know, we're tired. We've won so much. We're not playing as hard as we used to because we've already won everything. Mate, they just keep turning up.
Not to mention just the amount of changes they've had to make. Like, you would think at some point over all this time with the amount of guys they've lost, there'd be a couple of duds come in. Not a single one. Who's let them down?
Like, and they're so... I said this a couple of weeks ago, but the most impressive thing about Penrith, it's actually not their superstar players. It's their superstar system.
Mm.
And that's what makes them great, is that they have players that may not necessarily be on, say, Nathan Cleary's level... But because the system is the superstar and all of the players buy into that and say, we believe in the system, whoever comes in and takes Nathan Cleary's spot usually gets the job done. Just amazing stuff from Penrith Panthers. Timmy?
Yeah, Panthers, tough as nails, not their most polished performance, but got the job done as they tend to do. I just, straight off the bat, just impressed with the Cowboys pack getting up for it. Still have big question marks around them going forward, but you know, this is the biggest test they could essentially get in the NRL against the Penrith Panthers middles. Granted, Leota was a laid out, as well Scott Sorensen, so they did lose a couple there, but it's never worried their pack in the past. Mm. Cowboys ran for more metres than them. Mm. The Panthers, that included 219 plus metres from Edwards, To'o, Alamotti. The only Panther to run over 100 metres in the pack was Isaiah Yeo with 112 metres. So I feared a little bit for the Cowboys' middles in this one, but they got up, they did a job, Taumalolo looked as good as he has this season.
Best game he's played in a while.
Yeah, even like somewhat explosive and just a big, big tick for the Cowboys.
Mm. Also interesting, Taruva out, coach's decision. Apparently the contract negotiations has taken a bit out of him. I mean, it just shows you how much that place is loved, that it hurts the boys so much to leave, that they're, you know, the coaches, you know what, have sit with this one out. Also shows you where they are as a club. They can go, yeah, Taruva, have a rest, brah. The boys come in, kill it. I think, you know, I would put Tommy Turbo at fullback right now. But there was a moment where I go, you know what, this is why this bloke, if it's not Tommy, I think it should be this bloke. Edwards' tackle on Nanai, it may be why he gets selected for New South Wales. 26 minutes into the first half, not only does he make that one-on-one tackle, we're talking about a Nanai here, a guy that goes into Origin and tears New South Wales apart, one-on-one with a fullback much smaller than him. Not only does he tackle him, he wins the initial contact, which is insane to think. Then he goes up the other end of the field and scores a try, you know, 4 or 5 minutes later. And I think that spans of footy may be what Madge looks back to and goes, you know what, it's, how do I keep this bloke out of this side? If I'm not going to go Tommy at fullback, now obviously if they go Tommy at fullback, that's a different story. But if you're not going to go Tommy and you want a guy that is so strong in defence, he can one-on-one tackle Nanai and keep him out, it literally might be the play that gets him across the line.
Isn't it crazy? Like 18 months ago, Dylan Edwards, like I personally couldn't really see a world where he managed to get into the New South Wales
side.
Now he's 4 weeks away from locking down the fullback spot. And if they win, he holds it. No one takes it off him. Mm. Like he's gone from, in my opinion, having no hope to making it to being able to lock it down long term. Mm.
And like last year, the reason why I looked at it and I said, look, I just don't see, why would you pick Edwards when you've got Tedesco, who is a better version of Edwards? Like similar kind of play styles, a better version. Now, obviously, Teddy's dropped off a little bit in form. Still a good fullback, no doubt in regards to that. But I think Edwards has gone to another level this year. I really do. I think you could say that Cleary's injury has been the best thing for Edwards' career, because it may just be what's getting the fullback jersey if they go over Tommy. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, same as you boys. I mean, 12 months ago, to be honest, 3 months ago, I was like, oh, I just can't see Dylan Edwards being the fullback for the Blues. But now he's like, he's a clear cut number two for me. Mm. I still want to go Tommy Chaboyevich at fullback. But, and people say, well, if he comes in, firstly, the combinations. We know they're there. There's going to be Cleary. There's going to be Isaiah Yeo, To'o, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a massive tick for him. It's just, even in the past, and they've got people say, oh, we've gone with Penrith combinations for the Blues before and it hasn't worked. Dylan Edwards wasn't one of those combinations. Mm. How important is he to this spine? Very important, obviously. But I've got him number two to Turbo, yeah, by some stretch at the moment.
Mm. I think if your argument is we've gone with Penrith in the past, I understand what you're saying, but this is a different environment. So I don't know if that holds as much weight, because you have gone with Penrith in the past, but that's with a completely different coaching staff. So it's not necessarily one-to-one. You're not necessarily going, we went with Penrith in the past and now we're going with Penrith again. No, you went with Penrith in the past with a total different coaching staff. Going with Penrith in the past, again this year, or you know, if they do decide to do it, maybe they work better with this current coaching staff. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm saying that it's not necessarily a one-to-one argument. There is merit in it, because you know there is part merit. I'm not saying that you all aren't saying that, but I think that it's not as one-to-one as some people are trying to make it out, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do we think the fact that you can obviously play Turbo at centre helps still?
I personally think it's really based around what type of fullback Madge likes. Mm. Does he like a rugged fullback that is, durability is probably the most durable fullback in the competition, you'd say?
Dill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll play through a broken foot.
No, well, no one puts their body through more than what Dill does.
And so if you're looking at that and you're going, look, tough, strong in D, gets through a bunch of metres, plays with Cleary. Whereas if you're looking at a guy that, look, we need points. We need points and we need a player that's a superstar on the biggest stages, then I think you go with Tommy. Now, don't get me wrong, Tommy can do everything that Edwards can do and, you know, arguably just a little bit better, plus the other things that Dylan can't do. But as I said, I think it just depends on what style of footy you want to play.
Can you still get that sort of stuff out of Tommy at centre? He's got, you know, Origin hat tricks and whatever before. So I feel like sometimes with Origin, you just got to get your best players out there and kind of let them work it out where they kind of go. And I think you can probably still get away with Turbo at centre.
I see what you mean, but a Tommy Turbo with even more touches on the ball,
yeah,
and your game plan is literally around him nearly every single set. I think that's scary.
And he's never played fullback, has he?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I just think Tommy's good enough to almost single. Like when Tommy Turbo is on, and he's been pretty damn good this season, when he's on, he can be the difference. We can look at the end of the series and go, if he's fit, gets through all three games, we can go, Tommy Turbo was the difference in why the Blues won the series. And that's enough for me to be like, I want him at fullback.
Well, he's your version. I know he's not in the same position, but he could be a monster for New South Wales. And he's already kind of proven it with his hat-tricks when he first came back, with his player of the series in the record margin win. Like, you know, New South Wales fans often complain about, oh, we don't have the Munsters or we don't have the Reece Walshes, the KPs. You do. They've just been injured. Like, unfortunately, Trell's been injured a lot or out, and Tommy's been injured a lot. And so if you want big players that step towards big moments and nail it nearly every time, Tommy's the guy that does that.
Look, let's say we run with whether it's Cleary and Nico or Cleary and Moses. Let's say while Moses is injured, Nico's killing it. Let's say they go with Nico and Cleary. Just what it'll do for them having Tommy Turbo sweeping out the back, all eyes on Turbo, and these two unreal ball running halves in Cleary and Nico's going, thank you, dummy, show and go themselves. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. As I said, if you're going for a guy that is just pure grunt work with a bit of flat, like he still can ball play to a degree, Dylan Edwards is your man. Like he's never going to let you down. But if you go, not to say that Dylan Edwards can't have big moments, but his big moments are more about accumulation, whereas Tommy is more about huge moments where you're just going, what the fuck just happened?
I wonder if it comes down to, you know, all this chat about whether Latrell's going to make himself available. Like, if he's available and getting picked, I wonder if that sort of forces their hand.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
I think I would have Stephen Crichton in my side as well. I'd like to have him in there. Probably at centre, I'd probably put him and Brian on the same side.
It's a great call because if Latrell is available and plays, well, I'm with you. I want Cleary in there. So you probably put Tommy at fullback. But if Latrell isn't available, you go, all right, it does open up that centre slot a little bit more.
Yeah, you've got to have Cleary on the side. His defence is too good. Yeah. He's almost like your Hammer version, in my opinion, for New South Wales. But anyway, but don't worry. We'll do a full preview of Origin. Don't you dare worry, sir. And madam. I think of everyone on this show. Okay. Anyway, anyone stood up for you for the Panthers, boys? Alamotti?
Yeah, Alamotti. Yeah.
I'm so happy for the young fella.
Yeah.
Like, think about the, you know, I know that there's much harder things in life, guys. I get it. You know, working 9 to 5 or even, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, digging ditches or in a corporate job you hate. I get it. There's harder things in life. But when you're talking about rugby league, if you're a young bloke and your whole life you've been told you're the man, you get into first grade and you suddenly find out, holy shit, maybe I'm not the man. That's a very bitter pill to swallow as a young fella. And so many young guys just go completely the other way. Their confidence goes. First of all, I want to give a massive rap to Alamotti's management and Alamotti himself. Because, look, even though I said before we were unsure whether other clubs wanted him, I'm sure there were other clubs that probably would have paid more for Alamotti. But to go, nah, you know what? I'm going to go to a club where I can almost guarantee Penrith told him, you will not be starting the year in first grade. You'll have to earn it. So I want to give a massive rap to Alamotti to going over there and going from being at the top of the pecking order as a junior, as we see all the time, back to the bottom of the pecking order in, you know, one of the best organisations, if not the best organisation we've ever seen in rugby league. And not only just doing his job, but looking like the player we thought he would be when he first made his debut.
And you mentioned there, like, young guys told they're the man. No one was told they were the man more than Paul Alamotti. Like, he would... They'd pull him out of Harold Matt's games to play SG ball and he'd get man of the match.
Yeah.
He's fucking untouchable.
Yeah. Yeah, it is hard for young men to cop that medicine, you know. Yeah. And when I got to the Broncos, we were told straight away, like, I know you guys all think, because, like, and this is the Broncos when it's just, like, at the tippity top of the mountain. So the juniors coming through, the people they could select, they would sit us down and go, guys, I know you think he's the man, but every single person here is the man of where they're from. So, and on top of all that, you aren't even in first grade yet. So, like, you think you're the man here, you're not even in the squad yet. And sometimes that's really hard for young fellas to cop because they're just so used to being told that. And so, yeah, I'm sure you weren't saying this either, but I'm not, there's no suggestion that Alan Motti thought he was that, like, as in outwardly saying, but it is an awakening when you're in a game and you're like, usually, let's say he got 10 games into his Bulldogs career, he's probably walking off at 80 minutes at the end of the game going, why isn't this working for me? Like, why aren't I breaking the game open? Why can't I run for 200 metres? I thought he was outstanding. And that intercept try at the end there, you could argue it won the game.
And it is wild. Like, when you look back at his time, and, you know, I spoke about him so much as he was coming through the grades and rapped him so much. And then there was times last year against Canberra where he was in space and he looked like me in space. It was like he was on a treadmill. But then, you know, puts on a different shirt and he looks $1 million when he's running.
Yeah. There was a run he did. Who did he get hit by? And he didn't. Oh, Papali'i against the Tigers. So Isaiah Papali'i tries to shot him. And it just got, like, you know that contact noise you can hear where it's just like no one moves? Like, that's how strong he is in contact. So, yeah, awesome stuff. Now, onto the Cowboys. Look, Toddy Payton did say, like, you know, we cannot be happy with just being close. But I will say Cowboys looked substantially better. Now, it's still a really bad start to the – not a really bad start to the year. They managed to bank up those early wins. They haven't turned their season around at all, but at least they've shown – that they have it in them. They've shown that their forward pack, when it wants to turn up and work with urgency, you know, Houston, we have urgency. Maybe Payton said that to him before the game. They can.
Chris Houston, we have urgency.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, Timmy.
Just letting it
breathe. He's happy with that one. Yeah.
Boys, what do you think about the Cowboys?
Yeah, it's interesting, mate. You know, like, I feel like, I feel so negative on the North Queensland Cowboys. They've got a record of 4-4, and over the next few weeks they go Dolphins, Titans, Rabbits, Tigers. Like, they could be 8-4 all of a sudden in a few weeks' time, and like, would it really shock anyone if they put on a couple of big scores over the next few weeks?
You know what it is? It's relatively similar to the Manly situation.
Yes.
It's like, it depends how you look at them. Yep. If you look at them as a premiership threat, it's not the best start to the year. But if you look at them as a top eight side, you go, It's all good. It's all good. There's still plenty to go here. We've got a good run home, or like a good run for the next month.
I'm so intrigued to watch them over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. What about you, Timmy?
Speak very highly of their entire pack from this. And I touched on them a bit as a whole before and spoke about Taumalolo. Sam McIntyre's great. But the two that I had found to be very disappointing this year, if I'm being honest, is Fini Fuiaki and Nanai. They got a response out of them this week, and they needed to lift for the game against this Panthers pack. Mate, lucky to run for 30 metres each in the last month or so of footy. Fini Fuiaki, 18 runs for 152 metres. Nanai was 16 runs for 141 metres. And look how different this pack looked as a result of just, like, taking pressure off the middles.
I tell you what, like, he's still so young. Can you tell us how old Nanai is? I think he's 22. So he's still so young, maybe in 21. And so I think because he exploded onto the scene, we kind of forget how young he is. But he
turned 21 in February.
Oh, my God. So I think when you watch this inconsistency, although it's not, you can't just go, yeah, that's okay, it's all right. You've got to take it with a grain of, like, he was 20 at the start of this year. But the frustrating thing would be like, no, mate, when you want to play, you are the best back row in the comp. Bar none. Like, literally bar none. You do things like probably him and Fifita. When they both turn up to rip in, they're probably the best back rows in the
competition. In attack, it comes easy to him.
Yeah.
And it did as a 20-year-old. Like, as he develops his game over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, he's just going to evolve into one of the most devastating back rowers. And it obviously very different plays in a lot of ways and very different physiques, him and Fifita. Mm. But they're... Like, when Fifita first came in, even for the Broncos, the shit he was doing in attack, these moments of brilliance, they came easy to him because he's so talented. And he developed this grit. And I think Nanai will do the same. And he needs to round out areas of his defence. But as I said, he's 21. And it all starts with, we've said it time and time again, roll up the sleeve, have a few runs. It's exactly what he did on the weekend. And he was great.
He went on that kangaroo tour, that World Cup with the Kangaroos, right?
I think so.
So what does that mean? He was 19 when he was... I'm sure he played in that World Cup for the Kangaroos.
I think he did.
I think he did.
He came off the bench.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, what's incredible about it? So he did?
Fuck. Makes me wish I'd done something with my life, to be honest. Bloody hell. 19.
What I find like so exciting about him is that late footwork at the line that he has for such a big body. That's scary. That's that, and like just the world, like his ability to do many different things whenever he kind of wants to. Like he might just go hard unders line where you're going, holy shit, how do you stop that? Then he might start skipping overs. Then he might start hard unders line offload. Then there's obviously the kicking opportunity you have with him. Like there are really, there isn't any part of his game that he doesn't offer at an elite level. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like for example, a Fifita, you could go, okay, does Fifita have the crossfield kick? You know, obviously he doesn't. He's a stockier back rower. And there's just so many parts of his game that I feel are probably 9 out of 10 when he's like ripping in. Like even his defense, when he's playing defense well, he's a really good defensive.
Yeah, when he puts on a maroon jumper.
And so that's the scary thing with Nanai. At 21 years old, when he's ripping in, he's a 9 out of 10 everywhere on the board. Like everywhere on the board.
You mentioned the other back rower as well. Fino Filiaki obviously signed with the Dolphins the other day, and we'll get to them in a minute. But geez, man, that pack in the last 12 months has gone from an aging pack to one of the most exciting young packs.
Him and Flegler just ripping in.
Flegler, Plath.
Bit of Plath.
Lemuelu's not that old.
Mate, I'm that excited about Plath. And then you've got Gilbert to come back.
Fuck.
Kerr gone like, all right.
Kerr gone all right.
Oren Keeley, who scored his first try the other day. He's a handy player.
Hulk celebration.
Keeley, go on to the post, bro.
I think he was so fucking excited.
Hey, bro, the kicker's like, bro, this is a team sport, brother. I get it. It's your first try in NRL. Give me some love here.
Against his former club.
Even though Osako did it. I tell you what, I love the pump up. And you know what I love the most about the Keeley pump up? He gave it an extra 3 seconds. Usually you roar max 1 to 2 secs. He gave it minimum 4 to 5 secs. And that's when you know he's deep in the fucking moment.
Yeah.
Love that from Keeley.
Smashed it.
Sex cauldron.
He killed it.
One to watch for Try July, if that's the celebrations.
Oh, yeah. Who can yell the longest just standing there going, oh. That'd be good. Could you imagine?
And we're going to do it live at Magic Round in the car park.
Jordan Ricky will be going in as $1.20 favourite.
Oh, back my boy in. Hasn't his game matured? Like, he gives you a 7.5, 8 out of 10 these days every week.
Hey, Cowboys Penrith, all right?
I don't know why I gave him a window there.
Oh, fuck, coming from you. Milk this, milk that.
You do say that. just on the pack for the Cowboys, I like the addition of Tom McCailey. Made our team of the week in some of the pre-game trials. Yeah. 17 minutes of chaos. Didn't miss a tackle, came on.
Tom McChaos.
Tom McChaos. Now we're talking. Get that on a T-shirt. But he was a great little addition, so hopefully we see a little bit more of him.
How explosive was he off the bench? Really good impact.
Yep.
Yeah, two offloads. Like, that's what you want.
What 80 or 90 odd metres in, what did you say, 17 minutes? 77 metres.
If he can play that role, that might be what that pack needs.
Yep.
Like, maybe that ageing pack, you go, okay, first 20 boys, the ageing pack, please just, like, rip and tear, do all the little things really well, and then we bring on McChaos, and he just comes through the middle.
Another one we let go. God, I miss him.
Who else stood out for you guys?
Mate, I thought coming off the bench, he ended up playing big minutes, Sam McIntyre. He's a guy that's been unwanted by the Titans and underutilised and whatnot. I thought he did well.
Copped a bit of friendly fire in a post-try celebration as well. Someone jumped over the top and whacked him in the face.
Oh.
See that? He had to go and get a bit of treatment for it. Oh, so thoughts and prayers with Sam.
Thoughts and prayers. Speaking of injuries, Tom Chester, the poor fella. Was that ACL or hammy?
I'm not sure what the result
I think
was.
It's a longer term. Like, we're talking minimum 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
I'll tell you what, mate. Opens up a very interesting spot for Valea, who left the Warriors last year.
Yeah, I wonder how he's been going. Hey, what do you got there?
1 month.
1 month, so 4 weeks?
Yep.
Okay, so it's all right. Not too bad. I thought Valema, I know he made some errors, but I thought his carries pretty bloody good.
It's a good player, man.
He's very handy.
If you can just round out some of those errors out of his game, he'd be very handy to have come. Like, and I think he's still relatively young too, so another guy that, you know, if you want to build him into a 180-metre, 200-metres a game kind of player, I think he has the body shape to do that. He showed it last year as well. Who else stood out for you, boys? Reece Robson continues just to battle away. Cotter, another bloke.
Reece Robson's service is so crisp.
So good.
Love watching, especially the long balls he throws.
Is it, who's at nine for you boys for Origin?
Him and Appy for me.
Okay. Yeah, Appy? Would you start Appy or Robson? I'd be starting Robson.
Yeah,
I'd start Robson.
Sting out then.
Because like even on the weekend, I think Appy missed like nine tackles.
He missed eight. Abby's defence needs some work. Like, but he won't be playing 80 minutes. He won't be as fatigued. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Who would you pick for us?
Ooh, it's a tough one because Appy needs minutes on the field. But just that defensive side for me, if I'm a Queensland selector, I would look at my team and go, okay, do we have enough creativity around the ruck where we don't need... We can afford to not have Appy's creativity. If I look at it and say we don't, then I go, we need Appy because he's going to create points for us. If I look at it and say we've got plenty of creativity around the ruck, I say just that defensive spot that he would become, I would probably go for Reece Robson with a utility that can fill in there to play 10 minutes either side of halftime if they had to. And I'd just go I just think in Origin, it's so defense orientated. Like that middle needs to be squeaky, squeaky clean, and that's why I would be worried with Appy. If, as I said, if I had creativity around the ruck and I didn't need more of it, I would probably go Reece Robson. If I needed it, I'd go Appy. Honestly, I know people don't like think I'm an idiot for this. I'd even consider Mitch Kenny.
I was about to ask you how close is Mitch Kenny, and you know, even in a longer stretch, I know it's been a while since he's played nine, but if you were to go Cam McInnes for 20 minutes, he'd do a job there for you.
He'd absolutely do a job. So you could have Cam McInnes at 14, like, but I think though that Reece Robson's defense is probably as good as Mitch Kenny's defense. Like he's a big solid body. Not as good, but it's in the same tier as Mitch Kenny's defense. And also what I like about Reece Robson. And Mitch Kenny can do this too. That's why I don't mind Mitch Kenny at 14 because he can actually play 13, edge back row if he had to, in the middle of your... Anyway, what I like about Reece Robson though is he also can play 13. I mean, he was playing 13 when Ruben Cotter was initially the nine for him a few years ago. I think Reece Robson, I'd be shocked if he doesn't have that jersey locked down at nine because he can play anywhere in the four pack and also his defence is quite good.
Fair.
In my humble opinion. Very, very humble. One of the most humble opinions that you can think of.
Houston, we have a humble opinion.
how funny is it you can't just say, in my opinion? You have to say, in my humble opinion.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Opinion. You have to be humble. It's just an opinion. Like, there's no ego here, baby. It's just an opinion. Anyway. anything else, boys? No? Okay.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.